This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, folks. I don't have words to describe how much danger we're all in and how crazy it is. I mean, we have lived to see multinational corporations that sold us out to China, that are shutting off our power, brainwashing our children, trying to create a race war, now saying there are white supremacists everywhere, and Homeland Security's main mission is not radical Islam or the Chinese or anybody, or the Mexican cartels. It's white people. I mean, this is just fabulously evil, fabulously ridiculous, but it means they're going for broke. So at the start of the next segment, I'm going to open the phones up specifically for police, military, active duty, to give me your take on this and my concern about where this is going and any points you've got or you agree, you disagree about where we're going, because clearly they're saying that this is the biggest threat ever. And the entire posture of the U.S. government is to fight its own people now. They're going to stage something. These very people have been caught doing it before. And I just don't even know what to do except expose historically what's going on and who these players are. Because we're so close to getting this country back. We've got so many problems. But if we just get the country back and have basic pro-America values and basic things that we know work, everybody already wants that. I mean, 99% of people actually don't want to be on this crazy train, and we could just not have this nightmare scenario that's coming. I don't want this nightmare scenario. There's a lot of pissed off people across the country, though, that have been pushed around and told they're bad and had their jobs taken, and I'm telling you that it's disgusting what's going to happen. I really and truly am super concerned. Because, again, let me give you a microcosm. The left will cause a crisis in a city, funding communists, funding Antifa, funding BLM, and then they'll cause crises with the police by getting the two groups to fight, and then they will scapegoat the police and get rid of the good cops and bring in bad cops. And it's the same thing. If we have a civil war, it's going to wipe out federal agents, U.S. military, and others, and out of that will come a vacuum where they bring in UN troops, which is the official real plan. And this is so obvious, it's admitted, it's in State Department Memorandum 7277, it's in Strong Cities Initiative that then Attorney General Loretta Lynch 6 years ago was pushing. And so it's not like I'm even speculating. We have the playbook, we see them carrying the playbook out. And we need to get off this train. We need to turn this thing around. We do not want to go down this road. And then if you look at the type of war they're going to start, I guarantee you, once this thing kicks off in the United States, the U.S. dollar's done. And this will make America become a third world country. And again, the people running the country are Joe Biden, who's a total puppet. And so this is all being done by design. There are powerful forces creating this collision that most really smart analysts believe the pro-globalist Fed arm is going to lose very quickly. But that's part of the plan. It will discredit the United States for at least a decade, and it's going to result in a gigantic bloodbath. So that's my point. And I really don't want this to happen. And I'm just asking the listeners, how do we stop this? How do we get the word out? And I want to ask military, police, and others, because you're going to be the ones in between the communist BLM rioters with the feds coming in trying to direct you to go after American gun owners. And it's all going to just kick off, and you're going to be in the middle. And on the ashes of that, they're going to bring in this new multinational world government stabilization force. And the U.S. is conquered. See, we couldn't fall from without. We had to fall from within, as the Roman historian Cicero warned. We'll be right back. All that evil men in power seem to flourish is that good men do nothing. Well, I'm trying to be a good man. I'm trying to stand up and do the right thing. And I've seen huge effects with what we've done here at InfoWars. Other good men and women getting together and telling the truth and standing up to corruption. But now the globals are coming after us. And so I need your prayers. I need your financial support. I need your word of mouth to stay in the fight. We've got a big sale going right now. Free shipping, double Patriot points on three items that have been sold out. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. X3, 60% off. Best sell ever on that. And, of course, Bio. True selenium that is essential for every action of every cell in your body. It's 50% off. They're all back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it's you that has kept us on air. It is you that has spread the word. It is you that have built this operation, and we're now needed more than ever. So please continue to shop at InfoWarsStore.com, and please share the fact that this is an incredible line of products with your friends, your family, neighbors, strangers, you name it, at the same time. I want to open the phones up specifically for military, specifically for police, because you're going to be in the middle of this civil war that the big banks are trying to orchestrate between their Bolshevik armies they've created, they've protected, they've trained, and the American people who are going to be being arrested and rounded up and picked up, and at a certain point they're going to start fighting back, and it's not going to be old ladies walking through the Capitol in between the velvet ropes. It's going to be real people throwing themselves at the feds. And I would not want to be the people inside those courthouses. I would not want to be the feds at their houses. I would not want to be them in D.C. anywhere. And you are really poking the bear. And that is not a threat, because I'm not on either one of these sides. I want to save the Republic. I don't want the globalists to have their civil war that they mean to destabilize and bring down the country. But it is the left, it is the globalists that are starting the fight, that have put in all the Soros' prosecutors around the country, who they just think are just going to have their way with us now. Well, they release child molesters and murderers, but arrest Christians and conservatives and preachers for jaywalking and shut down churches across the world. I mean, this is a Marxist-Leninist Bolshevik takeover run by Big Tech. And it's a medical tyranny with the whole backdrop of the poison vaccine that is targeting all Americans, and the lockdown that's targeting all Americans, and the system telling you that you're non-essential. This is full-spectrum war, cutting off the pipelines, jacking up the gas prices, turning the money printing presses up on high so the big banks get first use of that to buy up real assets, and then all you and I get is the inflation. We are living in an incredible time, a super dangerous time. So police, military, you're the real people caught in the vice grip between this attempt to cause a civil war. What is your ideas? What is your view? Where do you see this going? The good news is all the internal polls and external polls show a mass awakening across the board to critical race theory and the New World Order and transgenderism and the globalists. People know Biden's a puppet of foreign powers. People know America's fighting for its life. And more they're waking up to that despite all the censorship. So there's got to be a way to stop this. And I think it's a coalition of governors coming together and being open about all this. I think it's leaders in the Senate and the House speaking out. And I think Tucker Carlson is leading the way at the highest level of mouthpieces of freedom to say that. And I think President Trump has to address January 6th as the provocateur and false flag, the attempt to set him and the Liberty Movement up. We have to address January 6th as a false flag head on, knowing that the entire threat posture of the hijacked federal government is now against the American people, and to legitimize that, they will stage false flags. They say terror attacks are coming from white supremacists that are everywhere. And again, they define anyone that wants political recounts, anyone that wants to expose what's happening in the government, anyone that questions open borders, anyone that questions any of their policies is a terrorist. This is the attempt to outlaw dissent in this country. This is classical tyranny on steroids. Here's the toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And again, that's just callers for police and military, or if you were at the January 6th Capitol event and want to give your testimony to what you saw. But I saw groups of men stacked up in military gear on the videos, as I got there after this happened, because I was down at the Ellipse with Trump, stacked up, rushing in to break in and overpower the police, and then the police opened the doors and they waved everybody in, and so they could then demonize that giant throng of people, and the media could project the false image that that million people in D.C. were there to attack the Capitol, when again, now they estimate maybe 600 went in. They've arrested right at 500. But there's these 20 that haven't been, and because we know, it came out, some of them are active duty FBI agents. Their names are actually known. It's come out in the news. Just like the Wuhan lab was run by Fauci and Gates. That was in the news 5 years ago. People are like, how did you know all this? The freaking lab was called Gain-of-Function Coronavirus Lab. Just like John Stewart said. So, that's where we are. And they think we're so dumb, we're not going to figure this out. Well, I'm not going to be scapegoated into a civil war. I don't want to see feds killed. I don't want to see cops killed. I hated seeing those officers get beat up and attacked. But that was provocateurs manipulating a giant mob to get just a fraction of them to do something. Trump was deserted. The Secret Service, the Capitol Police were understaffed. No Secret Service was sent to the Capitol. Even though Trump had said for days he was going there, I had announced that. That was the plan. And the left spins that all over the news. Look, Jones admits he planned the attack with Trump. Jones admits he got donors to fund the attack. No, at the Ellipse with the bulletproof glass and the porta potties and the metal detectors? Yeah, we went and got donors because Trump wanted a rally about election fraud. So imagine how they manipulate the public. Imagine how they get up there and lie. Just this week and go, look, new footage of Alex Jones confessing. This is leaked video of him confessing to planning the attack with Trump. That's how, and then trended number one on Twitter. How incredibly deceptive is that? But it didn't go as violent as they wanted. They had tried to provocateur those groups to actually go kidnap members of Congress. But that's why as soon as there was almost hearings, it stopped. Because the feds are like, whoa, 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 whoa. You can't have real hearings. You can't have real trials. We got to string these other trials along for years so everybody kind of forgets about what happened here. And by then, we'll stage bigger events. Everybody will forget about this stage event. But that's why they don't want real hearings. That's why they started to impeach Trump and then dropped it in the Senate. Because this would have all come out. We were ready. We had the evidence. So, feds posing as Trump Q operatives told hundreds of thousands of people in online chat rooms that they were secretly with Trump, the storm was here, and that Q was Trump, and that Q was ordering them to be ready to take action and storm the Capitol that day. The feds knew all about it for weeks before, and then went and led it and made sure it happened. Now, were there some morons that went along with it? Absolutely. But the people that came up with the plan, and you know who they are. It's the people running the Justice Department right now. They are the truly guilty ones at the end of the day. All right, Jonathan in New York works with Homeland Security on what happens next, and then Joe's Air Force, where we're heading. Let's go to Jonathan in New York. What's your view on this?
Hey, Brother Alex, man. How's it going?
I'm pretty freaked out. What do you think?
I'm freaked out also. I'm very low level when it comes to the Department of Homeland Security, but I have a feeling that probably I wouldn't be surprised if the United States Supreme Court in D.C. gets attacked somehow. After, like, with the whole election and everything, if the Supreme Court decides to strike down Trump for becoming president again, then the operatives or deep state might use that as an excuse to blame the Patriots to destroy or do something with the Supreme Court building.
Absolutely. And then questioning the Supreme Court making leftist rulings will be persona non grata.
I'm sick to my stomach. I just have a sick feeling that that's probably going to be it. Hopefully I'm wrong, but I'm sick to my stomach just thinking about it.
Jonathan, I have a sick feeling, too, because when they're openly saying the main mission of the federal government is white people, so we have a racially based government run by white lawyers. I'm not blaming black folks. Telling the world that white people are the main law enforcement angle. Imagine if they, if law enforcement said black people were or whatever. I mean, it's so racist. It's so obvious. It's so criminal, but you can see where it's going.
I hope I'm wrong. I hope we're all wrong, but I've been listening to you since 2007, and these guys are predictable, so I don't know.
And that's the only good news, is they're predictable, so we know what they're doing, and Tucker's doing a great job exposing them. We need everybody else to get on the January 6th story and expose that the feds provocateured at bare minimum. Thank you so much, Jonathan. All right, Joe, Jessica, Dennis, Chief, Captain, and others. We'll be right back on the other side. We'll write to your calls. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. And, of course, the news site takes you right to band.video. That is freeworldnews.tv.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Again, if you're a new listener and you tune in and I'm talking about false flag attacks and how the federal government's declared war on the American people, I know that sounds shocking, but it's really true. I mean, they've officially done it and said the number one threat is not China, is not Russia, is not the border collapsing, it's not MS-13. No, it's white people and white supremacism. And then they define that as supporting borders, supporting God, supporting America, Constitution, Second Amendment. Questioning the election fraud, and they just say, Biden's got a new statement out saying you need to spy on your neighbors and your family, and if they do any of these things, call the police on them. So the entire Homeland Security anti-terrorism apparatus we always warned was really for us, it now is. So we're taking your phone calls from Joe and Steve and Matt and Dennis and Chief and Jake and Captain Matthew and Vincent and Matt, and so many others. Let's go to Joe in Colorado. You're in the Air Force. You want to give us your take on where we're heading?
Hey, Alex Jones. How are you doing today?
I mean, I'm watching the federal government declare war on the American people and literally turn the country off. So, I mean, it's all happening now.
I'm a seven-year veteran of the Air Force. I got out in 2019. Love serving my country. Love everything that they offered and could do for me. Definitely wakes you up to the world. Alex, I have a question. Why is it that the vampires, according to their law, they're allowed to carry out any atrocities as long as they somehow transmit what they're doing ever so cryptically or blatantly right in your face? Why do they think that they just need
to tell? I think it's a metaphysical law that, just like if you go back to fencing, before somebody attacks you, they say on guard because they're about to attack you. And I mean, that's a really good question. Why do they metaphysically tell you what they're going to do to you? That's a great question.
Is it the bravado? Is it just the...
Well, what do you think about Biden saying that the main enemy is the American people?
Oh, that's a horrible, horrible point. That's a horrible point.
But how do you think they're going to sell that? I'm really concerned about false flags.
They're going to tell us that we already went along with it and that we agreed to give them the keys to the kingdom a long time ago and it's for our best interest, but it'll always be BS like usual.
I hear you and I appreciate your call. Here's what's happening. The system needs something embarrassing. So they need to say, hey, if you support Trump, you're a white supremacist. If you support fair elections, you're a white supremacist. If you support Second Amendment, you're a white supremacist. If you're pro-life, you're a white supremacist. And then there's a big terror attack. And Biden says, well, I'm going to take the guns. Well, I'm going to arrest this group of people. And if you don't support that, I'm going to arrest you, too. America's in a war. I mean, that's what they're bringing martial law in. And that's what, ahead of kicking Trump out, the lockdowns were about and the checkpoints and the medical IDs. All of this. I mean, I was reading here today in the NFL. Members of the NFL that don't take the poison injection have to wear masks all the time. And have to do all these other things that other members don't. I mean, it's total discrimination. So they're just introducing it to us through the virus that they released, but then on top of it, expanding it just to everyday life. I mean, this is a societal revolution by the globalist. Let's go ahead and talk to Chief in South Carolina. You're in the Navy. Wants to talk about what's happening in the civilian lockdown. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller. I hope you and your family are well, and I wish God to bless them and you. So what I really want to talk about is something that a lot of militia groups don't really seem to understand well, is that the federal government has an almost entire monopoly on communication and transportation in the continental U.S. So anything really were to ever seriously go down, their capability to shut down internet traffic, phone traffic, road traffic is absolute. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Well, that's it. And I've noticed the last decade, every major highway has put the big cable dividers in it. They've stockpiled the concrete barriers. There is an admitted plan to shut down the highways and systems very, very quickly.
Yep, I agree. That's all I wanted to say, Alex. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. I really appreciate your call. Well, they intend on trying to trigger a race war and then have Antifa and BLM start burning down cities. And then they want to use that as the cover to send the feds out to start arresting high-valued Patriot targets, trying to connect us to the violence or any counter events that take place, like blowing up a federal building, shooting up a black church, that type of thing, to then demonize their opposition and just hope everybody just bows down to not the COVID lockdown, but the emergency, a civil unrest lockdown that redirects all your phones, your computers to official announcements. I mean, this is really the end of the country you're witnessing right now. And they have 100% intention of carrying it out because the governors and Trump and myself and you, we together are challenging the election. We have the evidence. It's coming out. All the evidence shows landslide victories for Republicans in a year and a half. And so they're not going to let that happen. All right, let's continue here with calls. Let's talk to Jake, who's a Marine, on where he thinks it's going. Go ahead, Jake.
Yes. How you doing, Alex?
Good. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, I was just calling. I just want to thank you for being the supreme allied commander in the info war, getting everybody together. And I think it was last week when you had on Judge Joe Brown and you brought Larry Pinkney in there. It was just exactly what I was thinking, brother. But
and if we could just have those two guys be on national TV and address America, we turn this around. But no, they're not on national TV. Only Tucker Carlson is. That's why what Tucker's doing, exposing the false flag of January 6th, is so important.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, just those guys that come from that era that venture that stuff was just amazing.
They're both amazing men. I've gotten to hang out with them both in person. They're both amazing.
I believe in your false flag theory. I think the point's going to be Kamala. I think, and they like to go Michael Bay with the explosions and everything. So that's what I see. I don't know if anybody else sees it out there. Just to let you know, you do have a lot of Marines on your side.
I know, brother. Listen, I know the average military and police and even feds are good people, but the ones at the top are globalists. That's what I'm saying. I don't want this civil war. How do we stop it?
We gotta keep putting the word out there. Everybody that's listening, you gotta keep putting that word out there. Mr. Jones ain't doing this stuff for stuff and gigs here. We gotta get the word out. You gotta let everybody know that this is.
Well, we're all in this together, brother. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. Thank you. All right, look, we're gonna go to break in 1 minute. I'm gonna come back and just rush through your calls again. Captain and Matthew and Scott and Dennis and Matt and Stephen and Ray and everybody. A lot of these folks attended the Capitol rally. Either you're police, military active duty, or you were at the Capitol on January 6th. I want to get your take on just the staggering nature of it. Because I've really been absorbing it. I've really been thinking about it, not just academically, but really absorbing it. And the announcements that white people are inherently bad and that white supremacy is the main enemy and we've got to tear it out by the roots. That means America, the flag, Constitution, Bill of Rights. And to really know we're this close to America's deathbed with these ridiculous globalist scum running things, how do we ever let ourselves get to this? And how do we stop the false flag? Well, we exposed the last false flag, January 6th. And now is the time to do it, like our lives depend on it, because it does. Also, I'm going to play a clip of Biden when we come back. You'll want to see. Three of our best-selling products are now back in stock after months and months of not being available because of the COVID lockdowns that destroy the supply chain. BioTrue Selenium is the highest quality selenium from the mustard seed. It is essential for all cellular activity in the body. It's critical, and it funds the info war. It's back in stock. Then we have Ultimate Krill Oil, highest grade of krill oil, all the things it does for your brain, your cardiovascular system, your memory, your sleep, everything. It's back in stock. And by the way, all these are discounted 40 to 50% off. But then, one more other great item is now back in stock. We got a good shipment of it in, so I want to offer it the lowest price ever so you experience the benefits, and that is Survival Shield X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off with free shipping, double Patriot points. The other products are 50% off and 40% off. Check them out today at InfoWarsStore.com. The trifecta of InfoWars products, BioTree Selenium, X3, and Ultimate Krill Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and you can't lose because you also fund the InfoWar.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
George Soros and his Media Matters, the voice of Obama, is really upset. Here's the headline. Tucker Carlson's leading the 1-6 Truth Movement, and it's got lots of demonization of yours truly. Oh, they're so upset that we know how they provoked and turned that operation, and we know the names of the FBI agents and the informants, and that it's all coming out. Just like the Wuhan lab did, just like all of it. They already know all of it. We're just going to let you sit there and freak out and say we're wrong and then just release it all. There's nothing you can do about it. That's the way it is. And so you're going to have a lot of trouble staging your next big terror attack to blame the American people and have your ridiculous race war you're trying to have, you monstrous, cold-blooded globalist. You look at big tech that runs this whole thing. They run death camps in China. They're the most oppressive bosses ever. These are evil people. And so now they're saying that the million people that showed up in D.C. are all terrorists. We went to see Trump at the elliptical. We went to show our numbers that we didn't support Joe Biden. And then, again, maybe 100 people attacked the Capitol Police. 500 or so went in. Most of them nonviolent. They're in solitary confinement. And then you want to say that we're this giant white supremacist group that attacked the Capitol, and they show video of the million people and say that about them? That's insane. So they criticize what they're afraid of. They are so afraid of this coming out because then they'll have trouble staging other events. But meanwhile, they've got bigger problems than that. Joe Biden's come out and said, we yield our rights to government in America. That's a video where he said that. Here's another one. Biden blows up at a female reporter, and this has been removed off Twitter, off Facebook, and off C-SPAN. C-SPAN is even removing embarrassing videos now to protect the system. Wow. What a culture of censorship, almost like we're becoming an authoritarian country that now wants to follow the last step of any tyranny and arrest and kill its political opposition. Here it is.
The families of the detained Americans came up and we discussed it. We're going to follow through with that discussion. I am not going to walk away on this.
Why are you so confident he'll change his behavior, Mr. President?
Yeah, I'm not confident. I said what will change their behavior is that the rest of the world reacts to them and it diminishes their standing in the world. I'm not confident of anything. I'm just stating the fact.
But given his past behavior has not changed, and in that press conference, after sitting down with you for several hours, he denied any involvement in cyber attacks. He downplayed human rights abuses. He even refused to say Alexei Navalny's name. So how does that account to a constructive meeting as President Putin?
You don't understand that in the room.
Is the summit with China?
Calls her an idiot. The point is that he's obviously on amphetamines there. So he's either totally bumbling, doesn't know who he is, or he's a crazed, hopped up on drugs jerk. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? Let's start talking to folks that attended the D.C. event and others that are holding. Let's go to Matthew in Arizona. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I just want to start by saying I want to congratulate you and all the InfoWars for all the hard work that they've done exposing the truth over the years. But unfortunately, I think we're past that now. And I learned that on January 6th. I showed up with at least 200 or 300 patriots from California thinking we were going to have a great day listening to the president. And then at night, we were going to get ready and we were going to stand up against Antifa. But they had different plans. We've won the info war. We've won it many times over. And we've forced the enemy into a position where now they have to use violence and threats of violence to try to stay in power. And I'm, for one, not going to be one of those people that lays down my weapon and turns myself over to the enemy. I'm not going to do it. Not for the sacrifices that all of our forefathers have done, all the lives that have already been lost to try to protect this country. I'm not laying down my weapon when the feds come for me or when they try to take over or when they march in UN troops or when they march in Chinese troops or anything like that. All they pass, I don't care what kind of agent they put in the local government, I'm not listening. I'm not laying down my weapon. Not one day. Not one day in my life.
Well, the answer is, so that day doesn't come where we've got to fight, be politically active, and expose the January 6th false flag provocateur action, and that will short-circuit the globalist plan to provocateur or stage other events that give them the political smokescreen to shut down our peaceful movement to secure the elections in this country. I appreciate your call. If you're a TV viewer, you can see the footage we were just playing. We'll roll the video again of the Q people. Once they open the doors, the cops on the outside open the doors, then mainly people wearing Q group, believe they were there for Trump because they were told on 8chan. No, they were told by the FBI. And so they believe they were on a secret mission. They were about to arrest Pelosi, all of this. And they walked right into a trap. So that's why I've been critical of Q the whole time, because I said it was going to be used to set us up, and it did. Now, everybody else were FBI informants or Antifa or FBI. We now know that. But it was the Q people, 500, 600 of them, that are almost all in jail now, who actually believe this crap. They were set up. They don't deserve to be in prison. Most of them have no criminal history, no criminal records. But they thought they were being commanded by Trump to do this, and they weren't. And Trump was set up and believed he was going to speak at the Capitol, and none of that was even prepared or ready, and so was I. So the idea that I led this idiotic, provocateur disaster is ridiculous. I'm not ashamed of a lot of things in my life, but this is one of them that I didn't see this coming. So, but I sure as hell didn't do it on purpose and didn't want it to happen. That is ridiculous. And I tried to stop it outside as soon as I got there, but they were already in the building. I went to the police. I said, I'm not going up on that Capitol until I get permission. They gave me permission to go up there. That's all on video. The left goes to Bandot video, edits out hours of stuff down to like 30 seconds and says, here's Jones admitting he led the attack and was paid to do it. Asinine. And I tried to get the police to then let me get on the PA system. I'm like, why aren't you using your PA system? Which they were using the next day to say you'll be arrested if you're anywhere near the Capitol. I said, get on there and tell people to leave the Capitol. I said, or let me do it. They'll leave if I tell them, and they wouldn't let me do it. And it's all on 5 or 6 different camera shots we have. And it's not about defending myself at this point. They don't want to arrest me because I will bring up the feds that are involved. I will expose the whole operation. They instead want to burn a bunch of the dumb patsies that meant well and believe the Q stuff. And remember Q then said, oh, January 6th, Biden will be arrested on the dais? I told you that wasn't going to happen. Q, from the beginning, was set up by some people in the White House to be able to expose Hillary and the deep state with real intelligence they had in Obama and not get sued like I did. Within 3 weeks of them launching Q, it got taken away from them by the bad guys. And I told you that from the beginning. I know the players. Like, I'm a real guy around 27 years. Like, I don't make this stuff up. So people are like, oh, you're just bashing Q because it's so cool. I'm like, no, it's going to set us up in some of a violent confrontation. And, of course, I was right. And now we need to get our minds around, what are they going to pull now? Because the FBI is already like, oh, Q's going to attack federal officers. You mean your agents and foundation operatives, Southern Poverty Law Center, ADL, and others. You mean you're going to try to provocateur mentally ill people to think they're with you to attack your own people? Well, let's be honest. You're trying to find some McVeigh patsies to attack yourself. Let's not lie about that, FBI.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Taking your phone calls. You were there on January 6th and now being told you're a terrorist. You went there to burn it down and kill everybody, even though 99% of you didn't go in the building. There's a big article in Media Matters. Again, that's the mouth of the deep state. Very upset at Tucker Carlson, calling him the father of the 1-6 truth movement. And they try to create a controversy where Jones claims he told Tucker everything he knows, but held off until Tucker broke it. What I said was, is the revolver guy I've been talking to for weeks sent me the info, and then I talked to him on Monday, and I knew that Tucker was going to cover it because I was talking to him about it, talking to the writer about it. I knew it was going to end up coming out, and I waited so they'd do a great job putting it out. Absolutely, because we've already been covering this since the day it happened. But it isn't about credit. It's not about who covered it first. Like Jones claims he's the reason Tucker's saying it. Tucker Carlson understands the feds have been caught over and over and over again staging false flags. They've been caught over and over and over again provocateuring events. That's a well-known fact. So very, very par for the course by Media Matters trying to divert off into that, like, oh, who made this up? Because they're so scared, folks. There were obviously feds crawling all over that thing and trying to provocateur people and trying to convince them to attack the Capitol and posing as Q. And the feds have stopped going any higher because They know it'll come out that there were feds at those training sessions and at those meetings in the weeks before, because this was being planned, the Ellipse event and an anti-corruption rally, for a month or so. And the last thing we would have thought of is a Trump rally going violent, because they've never gone violent except for Antifa trying to attack. And, of course, Hillary, back during the campaign in 2016, remember, in Chicago, she had people dressed up like Bernie Sanders supporters attacking Trump supporters. So this is a staple of politics. I mean, hell, they caught Democrat Party operatives. Remember when Rand Paul was running for Senate the first time in Kentucky, dressed up like racists. And we have the video of the Antifa dressing up like Trump supporters. So it's all coming out, and just like Tucker was right about the Wuhan lab, we were right about it, we're going to be right about this. And the system's going to have a lot of egg on its face. So you see how much they're freaking out about it? Well, now they've got more articles out on Twitter saying, oh, look at these statistics of how less people that we banned online, how their traffic went down. And so they say deplatforming works. You know, let's get Tucker Carlson and everybody else. You see? And they've got big scientific university reports out about how to do it. These people, bread and butter, is silencing dissent and authoritarianism. And now they're trying to list the American people as terrorists if they question the incredible election anomalies and problems. Just like we're not supposed to question vaccines. Remember that? Well, I happen to have a video here, and then I'm going to go to your phone calls. Clip 3, compilation of Joe Biden and Kamala Harris questioning the safety of vaccines when Trump was president. We also, which is whether you're right or you're wrong, you have a right to do, right? You shouldn't be banned, shouldn't get in trouble. But once it came out we were right, then we were banned. But they were doing it up front because they didn't want Trump to get credit for the vaccines. They were playing politics, but now you're not supposed to see this video. Here it is.
Get it? Well, I think that's going to be an issue for all of us.
If and when the vaccine comes, and it's not likely to go through all the tests that needs to be and the trials that are needed to be done. When we finally do, God willing, get a vaccine, who's going to take the shot? Who's going to take the shot? You can be the first one to say, put me, sign me up. They now say it's okay. And the question of whether it's real when it's there, that requires enormous transparency. You got to make all of it available to other experts across the nation so they can look and see. So there's consensus. This is a safe vaccine.
If the president announced tomorrow we have a vaccine, would you take it? Only if it was completely transparent that other experts in the country could look at it. Only if we knew all of what went into it.
If Donald Trump can't give answers and the administration can't give answers to these three questions, the American people should not have confidence.
But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
And now thousands and thousands and thousands of top scientists, medical doctors, virologists, epidemiologists, they've all been banned or blocked online from being able to talk. And Senate hearings with experts get banned off Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. But now he says, oh, no transparency. You're not allowed to have that. And the American people are terrorists they want to go to war with. I mean, what a dangerous group of crazy people. And see, the power structure can get Biden to make these decisions that cause a civil war. He'll historically get the blame. They won't. That's what's even more dangerous about not having a real president. Even if he was evil, he wouldn't do stuff that might destroy him. But see, if he's an idiot and senile, he can be set up. Danger, 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 danger. We are in grave danger. So you see Media Matters. You see them all wanting to shut us down. We've got Jesse Lee Peterson. At the same time, we've got Larry Pitney together to talk about all that's going on and how we try to turn it around coming up next hour. But I want to go to more of your calls. I have it plugged today. And if you want to support us, we've got the Save the Frog shirt. It's very popular. Infowars.com. Doing all the atrazine, the water, the rest of it. We have the Ultimate Krill Oil back in stock. We have X3 back in stock, incredible triiodine. Then we also have Biotris Selenium for the mustard seed, highest quality selenium you're going to find. It's all really good for your body. Or you can also just go to InfoWarsStore.com and become a sponsor by donating $5, $10. You can do recurring, one-time donations. Just become a sponsor. That's how you sponsor us. Sponsored by viewers like you at InfoWarsStore.com. So buy a book, buy a film, get a documentary, get a water filtration, air filtration system, get some T-shirts. We got a whole bunch of new T-shirts that have come in that are really awesome that I haven't had time to put on and show you yet. Maybe during the break I'll run out and put one on and show you the next shirt. But a lot of new shirts are at the store, InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, who's been holding the longest here? Let's go to Amy in Texas. Thanks for calling, Amy. You were at the Capitol event. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I'm finally on. Just thank you, first of all, for what you've been doing.
I want to thank you, Amy, but what is it like to learn you're the number one terror threat in the world?
I can tell you it's really it's hard to believe because it's almost like we're already in a communist, state. I can't believe that all I did, in November, December, and I was there January 6th, I went to all of those rallies. And I never thought, I felt uneasy that day when we were walking down to the Capitol. In fact, the shaman was actually walking with my group. He was screaming freedom and freedom and people just walking down to the Capitol. And it was weird when we first got there. Trump was still speaking, we walked down because we wanted to have a good area to, be there to rally and fly our flags. And
oh, you weren't a white supremacist planning to kill everybody?
Oh, I know.
Because Biden says every person there was a terrorist.
And I know. And the thing is there were no, at that time, whatever happened before the instigators or whatever, all those bike racks were gone. You literally were walking straight up to the Capitol. You had the Capitol police. You had people in their riot gear, the police, and they were just standing back. And we were just standing right there at the Capitol doing nothing. And then all of a sudden the flashbangs started and different. And I remember you, I turned around and I remember when you got there and you were on top of those chairs and you were trying to get people's attention. And then I walked with you and your group. We walked to the other side and we just stayed. I never even entered that Capitol.
They're saying everyone there's a terrorist to chill us from demonstrating, to chill us from going to Trump rallies that are coming up. And the answer is peacefully go out, march more than ever. 1 million people showed up in D.C. It was a giant victory. Maybe 600, we now know, went to the Capitol. And a large portion of those, Antifa and FBI, dressed as patriots. Shame on them.
Alex, I was visited by FBI last week on Wednesday. I'm at my home working from home. I was on a conference call all day, and so I couldn't answer my door. Later when I went through my front door, a card fell and it was the FBI and I was shocked. Like, what? So I went back and looked at my Ring footage and saw that there were two at my door. And how I'm on their list, I guess, because I don't know. I didn't go in the Capitol.
Well, it's all about chilling effect. It's all about a police state dragnet to really test for roundups in the future. Once they blow up some federal buildings and blame it on us, they want to just get everybody used to seeing large numbers of folks being taken away to trigger the Civil War. I mean, the feds aren't thinking why they're being ordered to do this, but it's meant to trigger a Civil War. Did you ever call them, or did they ever come back?
In fact, I went and sought out legal representation to ask, what do you do? And they said, of course, don't talk to them, but if they do, this is the thing that some of the lawyer.
Hold on, I'm going to come right back to you, Amy, and I'll get to Captain, I'll get to Vaughn, I'll get to Gary, Scott, everybody.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.